Oh shit, I almost forgot y'all was with me. You know what time it is. Let's ride. Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your man, Big B. I know it's been a minute since I have invited y'all in and rode with your boy. Now, look, I'm going to let y'all know, off the break, I'm struggling. My voice is completely shot. I'm giving you the best of what I got. Like I need to bake, I'm giving you the best of what I got. Okay, now, check it. I'm not riding solo today. God, I know I sound like shit. I don't give a fuck. But I'm not riding solo today. I got Mama with me, y'all. Mama, say what's up to the people.
Hey, people.
I need you to speak up, Mama.
Hey, people.
I speak, the music is playing. I need you to speak up.
Hey, people.
There we go. That's Mama. Mama riding with me. Look, now check it. We just left. We just left the Bad Boy reunion show. Okay? Now, listen here. There was thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people at that show. But I'm going to tell y'all, we was front and center. You know what I'm saying? You know, we was on Bad Boy's list to be front and center in that show. Now, if you know, you don't got to believe anything I'm telling you right now. All I'm saying is, if you are privileged enough to be on my Facebook page, check out my live video. You saw the setup. You saw Big B was locking down the whole box. Personal guest. That's how we did it. You know what I'm saying? And it was sexy. Now, I don't know if the Bad Boy reunion show is coming your way, because you know, we got listeners from coast to coast. I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. We got listeners coast to coast. So I don't know where the Bad Boy show has been. I don't know where it's coming. But all I'm saying is, if it's coming your way, when are we talking to you? Now, Mama, I'm going to let you step up to the plate first. And you tell these people what was up. Tell them how you felt about that show.
It was amazing. It was the best show that I've been to in, I don't even know how many years. It was just amazing. It was live the whole time. Even when you wanted to sit down, you were compelled to stand up and dance. It just, the music just moved you. You remember all of the lyrics. They sang all of our favorite songs. The crowd was hype. It was a sold out show. We had amazing, like our area was just amazing. The food was amazing. The alcohol, just everything was just super amazing. Don't know if you guys will get a chance to go to this concert, but if it comes to your area, definitely go see it. Definitely, definitely. Ladies, I'm telling you, you will have an amazing time. Faith Evans, Total, 112, Carl Thomas, on and on and on. Please go see this show. It was absolutely amazing.
Now, listen here. Now, you know your man Big B, he got the eagle eye. He keeps shit on point. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, ladies, you heard Mama told you. I'm going to tell you now, all y'all that want to rock your 6-inch heels to the show, You better bring some flats. You better bring some of them Jones that you roll up and tuck in your purse and the whole shit. Because listen, you're going to dance. You're going to get up and dance. You think you're going to sit down for a minute. But see, listen here. It's not like 112 comes on, then there's an intermission.
Right.
And then so-and-so comes on. And then there's right. no intermission,
right.
y'all.
Right.
You have basically one song on the album that you didn't care for to go run outside and piss and then come back.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you now, if that's your strategy, you're going to miss a good song. Mm-hmm. Because they're coming out. Every artist on the Bad Boys lineup, the only artist that I did, I can't remember, Black Rob. Was it Black Rob? Did Black Rob, he didn't show up, right?
No, I don't think so.
Was it Black Rob that didn't show up? What's my man's name? Like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Was that Black Rob?
I think that is his name.
There was one nigga that didn't, no. Okay, so Mario Winans.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't there.
He wasn't there. And there was one more. There was one more nigga that didn't show up. They had like one or two hits on Bad Boy, but he locked up. Can't really remember his name.
Oh, but don't worry about it because they made up for it with everybody else.
And don't even fucking worry about it. Because see, I'm going to tell you, for everything that you thought about Sean, P. Diddy, Puffy, Diddy, Combs, Ciroc ass nigga, for everything you thought about him, that nigga motherfucking gave you your money's worth tonight.
Yes, yes.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you like this. Puffy, I'm going to tell you how much he showed you he wasn't petty. And I'm not going to spoil the show for nobody. But Puffy did some shit in this show that after it went down, it's going to, if you a true 90s hip hop
yes.
fan.
Yes.
If you true to it,
yes,
it's gonna make you say, "Wow!"
Yes,
I didn't
yes.
even think Puffy was gonna let that go down.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? And Puffy's gonna show you on this show why he is a music mogul.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Not a producer, not a hype man, not a motherfucking joker that's gonna come in and take that on your track. Why, he is a true music mogul.
Yes.
So I'll tell y'all now, if you don't have tickets and that show is coming your way,
go
get them tickets.
Go buy them.
Trust me on that shit right there. Because I'm going to tell you now, the best part of the show is the end of the show when they hit every track that you forgot about.
Yes.
And you was like, oh, shit. I forgot they sang that
yes.
shit.
Yes.
And they blow your fucking mind and you dancing and you sweat out your motherfucking $700 Gucci's. You sweat out your fucking $200 motherfucking
yes.
motherfucking jeans. You sweat out your fucking $200 shirt. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep checking your diamonds because they sliding off your fucking wrists and your fingers and shit. You know what I'm saying? You fucking reach down and you slide your fucking Jimmy Choo's off your feet. Because you boogieing so hard, you feel like you stretching them bitches out. So you don't even want to stretch your Jimmy Choo's out. You slide them bitches off your feet.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you walk out that bitch with an extra bag that you didn't even come in the motherfucker with. You know what I'm saying? That's what type of party this is.
Yes.
You walk in that bitch with about $2,000 on your back. And you walk out that motherfucker with about motherfucking 200. Because you can fuck $200 up better than you can fuck up $2,000. You know what I'm saying? That's what type of party. And I'm going to tell you like this. If you party like your man, Big B and Lil Mama party, I'm going to let you know now, you fucked up at least 5 G's on the outfit, and you fucked up at least 1,000 on drinks. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's how we went down. You know what I'm saying? And we won't even talk about tickets. Fuck a ticket. Ooh. Nigga, we had a box. You know what I'm saying? We snatched random motherfuckers and said, just party with us in our box.
Yes.
That's how it went down.
That was nice.
You know what I'm saying? So, check it. It's your man, Big B. Big B rocking out with Mama. Check it out. Bad Boy Reunion Tour is coming your way. Check that shit out. Do yourself that favor. You get up every day. You sit in fucking traffic. You fucking get to work. You listen to your boss fucking ear fuck you all day long. You know what I'm saying? Then you go home. You sit in some more traffic. You listen to motherfuckers cussing you out about the fact that you ain't moving fast enough and shit. Or you cussing somebody else out because they not driving fast enough. You go home to your dirty house. You fucking clean the bitch up. You listen to your kids screaming and crying. You listen to your wife or your fucking half-ass, faithful-ass girlfriend bitching and moaning about some shit you ain't did when you really did it. But they don't recognize the fact that you did it. And you gotta cuss that bitch out about that shit. You know what I'm saying? You owe it to yourself. Get a ticket. Go see my man P. Diddy. H.U. Finest. And rock out with the Bad Boy Reunion Tour. I'm gonna tell you now. Now, okay. Mama, now I want you to be honest. Be honest with the people. What was your low light of the show? What was the, even if it wasn't bad, what was probably your lowest point of the show?
That it didn't start on time.
You know what? I'm gonna agree with her on that. The motherfucking concert is definitely on CPT. The motherfucking tickets say 7:30. That motherfucking started at 8:20. 8:20, 9 o'clock. That motherfucking show started about then.
But it was worth it after that. I didn't have a low moment now, with the show itself.
Now, as a true live performance connoisseur,
yes,
I must be honest. I was a little bit hurt by Lil' Kim.
Oh, don't do that.
Nah, baby, come on. Lil' Kim hit like 7 lyrics, and she sounded like she ran up 75 flights of stairs.
She had on a bodysuit. She was tired.
Baby.
We knew the words. It didn't matter. Go, Lil' Kim, with your Barbie-looking face.
Baby.
No.
Baby.
Don't, ladies. She did a great job. She was tired. She had a baby.
She sang the beginning of, what was it, Quiet Storm Drink. She sang her one verse on that joint and was like,
she was tired. She was working it, but she did a great job.
What was she working?
That bodysuit.
I'm going to tell you now. Lil' Kim was so bad that she was actually intriguing to the point that I want to see Lil' Kim at 50.
Oh, gosh.
Just to see how god-awful it could possibly be.
Oh, that's terrible.
She's going to be playing the fucking Snooty Fox.
Oh, my gosh.
At 50. Like karaoke night.
Oh, my gosh.
I ain't even going to lie to y'all people, man. It's your man, Big B. I ain't never bullshitted y'all motherfuckers a day in my life. Lil' Kim was. But I can tell you this. I will give her props for one thing. She knows what makes you motherfuckers get up out your seats.
Exactly.
And those are the only lyrics that she hit. She hit the beginning of them songs that made you get up and say, oh, that's my shit.
Exactly. That's all that matters. That's what everyone does.
And then she motherfucking, and motherfucking let the track play over top of the rest of that shit. So that was a little disappointing for me. For a motherfucker that loves live music, it was a little disappointing for me. Otherwise, you son of a bitches get your money's worth. Pay your money. Listen here. All my fellas out there listening to your man Big B that hangs on every word that come out of my mouth. Listen here. Even if your girl been fucking up, fuck that. Put that shit to the side right now. Get them tickets. Take it to this Bad Boy Reunion joint. I promise you, by the time Carl Thomas come on and start singing, you're going to be slobbing her down talking about, baby, let's work this out. We going to be good. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Get that shit right.
Yes.
Stop the bullshit.
Do it, guys. Do it.
Stop bullshitting, y'all. Go on, get them tickets. Bad Boy coming your way. Go there. Bad Boy coming to a town near you. Jump on the motherfucker first thing smoking. I don't give a fuck if it's a camel with a cigarette in his mouth. Get on that nigga's back and ride that nigga to the next town and motherfucking rock out Bad Boy Reunion. That's how we doing. All right, listen. I held y'all niggas up long enough. I'm going to get out of here. I want to thank Mama for coming on this show with me.
You're welcome.
Letting you know how we got down tonight. It's how we do. I want to thank everybody out there listening and putting up with the fact that my voice is stir-fried shit right now. But I gave it up. I gave it up. I gave it up, especially for the locks. I got my man Jadakiss. Jadakiss gave it up tonight.
Yes, yes.
Jadakiss did his motherfucking thing.
Yes.
LOX. Wow. Baby, should we tell them what the motherfucking the coup de grace of the show was?
No, you can't tell them. They may go see it.
Baby, we got to tell them what the coup de grace is.
You can't,
because
no.
it might not happen on their show.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, go for
it. Okay, can I give them a hint?
Yes.
Y'all going to make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all going to make me act a fool.
Oh, my
up
God.
In dear motherfucking next.
Yes.
If he don't come to your motherfucking town,
my gosh.
You have been officially robbed.
Yes, yes, yes.
You have been robbed if DMX don't come to your town and fucking lay down every fucking track.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes.
You know what? I'm getting the fuck out of here. I didn't talk to y'all motherfuckers enough. God damn it. DMX, shut the bitch down. If DMX don't come to your town, you a poop-ass motherfucker, and you done got robbed, and talk to motherfucking Bad Boy Entertainment about that, because they came to D.C.,
yes.
They shut it down,
yes.
They gave Howard University a fucking $1 million on stage,
yes, they did,
and then motherfucking party the rest of the night. Go get yourself a bottle of Ciroc. Go get your bottle of whatever shit.
De Leon.
Go get your bottle of De Leon tequila. And you fucking get it in. You know what I'm saying? I had motherfucking 9 motherfucking shots.
12
motherfucking shots of motherfucking bullet whiskey,
yes.
Bourbon whiskey.
Yes.
And I had a motherfucking devil's backbone.
Alcohol.
I had Devil's Backbone, Pumpkin Hunter.
Oh, yeah, that too.
In season right now. Go get yourself a bottle of six-pack. Pick up a six-pack. Devil's Backbone, Pumpkin Hunter. That shit is dope. Get that shit. Get yourself a six-pack of Devil's Backbone Striped Bass, if it's available in your city. and make that shit happen. That's how we getting down, man. Check it out. It's your man, Big B. I'm out of here. Thank you for riding with me. I'm almost home. I got business at Mama. You all right over there?
I'm great, babe.
I got business to handle, y'all. And y'all motherfuckers' ears ain't grown enough for what the fuck's about to go down right now. It's your man, Big B. I'm out of here. Peace.